WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Chicago, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is In the Loop. Stick around for a breakdown of the top stories of the day in the Chicago area later in the episode. But first, let's talk health. If you're feeling the pinch after health insurance shopping lately, you aren't alone. Today is the deadline to enroll in coverage through the Federal Affordable Care Act marketplace. But in Illinois, state officials are hitting pause on the clock. Get Covered Illinois announced an extension for residents who are struggling to find plans they can actually afford, especially after some key ACA subsidies expired at the end of last year. So, what's changed? Who qualifies for the extra time? And where can you turn if you're feeling overwhelmed by all the options? We asked a pair of healthcare experts. At the table was Gallo Granda, patient benefit specialist and navigator with Access Community Health Network, and Morgan Winters, who's director for Get Covered Illinois. To get started, I needed some clarity. How is Get Covered Illinois different from the federal ACA marketplace that people visit online? Morgan explains.
The federal marketplace, or healthcare.gov, is run by the federal government, and about 30 states utilize the federal marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a one-size-fits-all solution for signing up for the Affordable Care Act for those 30 states. About 20 states run their own marketplace, now including Illinois. That model gives states more control over their programming, over their outreach, policy decisions, and we're seeing that play out this year in Illinois and taking advantage of having our own local run marketplace.
Interesting. So as I mentioned, today is the deadline, to sign up for ACA plans through that federal government marketplace. But Illinois is allowing some more time to enroll. Tell us why, Morgan.
And that's exactly what I mean about policy decisions. Get Covered Illinois determined that Illinois residents would benefit from some additional time getting signed up. A lot is changing this year. You mentioned the expiration of those tax credits and the prices going up for some customers. And we believe that an extra 2 weeks to make sense of those changes and to meet with our specialists on the ground that can help folks figure out what plan meets their family's budget and their healthcare needs is really beneficial for Illinoisans. It's important to understand that while costs are going up for some plans, they're actually going down for others. And so this can be a really complex calculus for customers. And
I feel like you're the first person that's actually said that and made that clear on the program. So once again, there are some that are going down.
That's right. And the best way to figure out what plans are affordable for your family and meet your needs, there are two really great ways to do that. You can go to getcoveredillinois.gov and use our plan comparison tool, and that'll give you estimates on your premium, the tax credits that you qualify for. It's important to remember that those tax credits are still available. They're not as generous as they have been in previous years, but they're still there, and over 85% of people still qualify for them. Or meet with a broker or navigator. These are local experts who can walk you through the entire process, give you really important assistance, and get you enrolled on a health plan.
And how long is the extension that Get Covered Illinois is offering?
2 weeks. We're going till January 31st.
Yeah, okay. Well, speaking of navigators, we've got Gallo here, and you are what's called a navigator for Get Covered Illinois. Tell me how you help Illinoisans find health insurance. What do you do?
I'm a patient benefit specialist, and I'm also a navigator.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that I work for Access Community Health Network, and we have 35 clinics in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs We serve Cook County and DuPage. Mm-hmm. And so we have a group of navigators that sit down with people and help them get insured whichever way possible. So whether that would be through the marketplace or with a Medicaid application or with Medicare, our clinic also offers a sliding fee.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. We sit down with people and we try to navigate the website.
Yeah.
And we ask questions to see what is the best possible coverage for them.
Right. And I bet when people come to you, I mean, there's just a lot of confusion. People are having trouble figuring out what's expiring, what they still have coverage for. So maybe walk me through some of the common questions that you're getting from folks.
So a lot of the people actually don't know how to navigate the website.
That's step one. Yeah.
That's correct. In these communities, a lot of people don't know how to use a computer. So it's great to go to a navigator to get the help. A lot of people we've noticed is they don't know a lot of things about insurance, so they think that only the monthly payment is what they're supposed to be looking at, mm-hmm. when in reality there's co-payments, there's deductibles, and so they really need a navigator to sit down with them for them to explain these things so like that there's no surprise, surprises at the end.
Absolutely.
Because it's not good. So
nobody
wants
that.
Correct.
Yeah.
So,
and to be clear, your services as a navigator, they're free.
Correct. They're free.
Free of
charge. And like I said, we have 35 locations and there's a group of us. So it's free. You don't have to be an Access Community healthcare patient.
Mm-hmm.
We serve everyone.
Yeah. And you're not selling health insurance.
We are not selling health insurance. So I actually do not get extra money for signing some people up. It's just, we just want to do the help and we want to get out there and make sure that people have coverage because healthcare is very important.
Mm-hmm. Morgan, why is it important to provide people with free navigators and the certified brokers?
As Gallo said, health insurance can be really complex, and the easiest way for folks to understand what their options are meeting with an expert, just like Gallo and his colleagues. It's also really important to understand that there are hundreds of different plans available at different meta levels. There's bronze, silver, and gold, and these meta levels indicate both the richness of the coverage and also oftentimes indicate how much the premium is.
Right.
I said things are looking a little bit different this year, and that's because gold plans in Illinois, which are the richest benefit plans that are offered through the ACA, these plans are actually more affordable than ever. The inverse of that is that silver plans have gone up this year. And so historically, about 50% of Illinoisans are enrolled on a silver plan. The big push this year, which we're depending on our boots on the ground navigator and broker network to help us get out there, is that silver plans are probably not the best option for most folks this year. And they should go in and take a look at the other plans at the gold and bronze level that are available.
And so one of the questions that you had asked, Morgan, or sorry, one of the questions that you had asked was what happens if they can't find a plan that's or it's too expensive? And so going back with what Morgan said, mm-hmm. going to a navigator, we can actually look at what the bronze plans cover, mm-hmm. and what the silver plans cover. And so maybe we can change from a silver plan to a gold plan and that'll bring down the price. So there's always a way to maneuver to get better prices.
Yeah, no, that's good. Really good to know. You know, I'm thinking back to the last few weeks of 2025 when we were just anticipating the ACA credits expiring. And the big worry at the time was, will enrollment in ACA plans drop, right, due to the higher premiums that we were expecting in 2026? Now, reporting from the Sun-Times shows that as of January 4th, more than 445,000 residents had signed up. Are you surprised by that? It was just a 4% drop, Morgan.
We're heartened to see the number of people signing up for coverage. I think 445,000 Illinoisans is indicative of how important people find the Affordable Care Act and the impact it's making on their lives.
Yes.
I do want to say that I'm cautiously optimistic. So we're seeing great take-up, great engagement. But an important thing to remember about the way the Affordable Care Act works is there's an important benefit for folks who receive tax credits. Right. And that's 85% plus of our population. Those folks are afforded a grace period. What that means is if you miss your insurance payment for January, maybe you have a home repair or a car repair that makes it hard for you to pay your first month's premium, you're afforded a 90-day grace period to get caught up on those premiums. And this is a really important benefit for folks for income smoothing and for unanticipated costs in their family budget. But what it also means is the picture is still evolving in terms of how many people are actually going to keep their coverage.
I see.
We won't have a full picture of that until the end of March, early April, when that grace period expires.
And I should also note, you know, with that 4% decrease that we've seen so far, nearly half of those folks that are enrolled right now, I mean, they were automatically re-enrolled in their plan, so there's no telling if some will later cancel, right? Which is another thing to possibly be concerned about.
And those are exactly the folks that we're targeting in terms of outreach with this additional 2 weeks to enroll. About 40% of those folks are enrolled on silver plans.
Right.
And like I said, that's a bit of a sticker shock at that meta level. So we're being really intentional on how we use the next 2 weeks and how we collaborate with navigators and brokers to make sure that those half of the enrolled population that were auto-renewed go in and take a look at their options. What we found, and this is a really, really interesting statistic, what we found is that consumers who are auto-renewed but have gone on and actively shopped and picked a different plan, oftentimes
yes.
with the help of a navigator or a broker, are paying $150 less per month than our auto-renewed folks who have not taken action. And so that's just a testament for how important it is. Folks can save a lot of money by going in and actively
very
shopping.
Very interesting. You co-signed that, Yellow.
Yes, so that is very, very true. So that's why it's really important for you to get connected with a navigator because we can basically show you your options. And yes, Morgan is completely right. So I completely agree on that.
Gallo, is it ever too late to connect with a navigator like you?
No, it's never too late. So let me explain. So with a navigator with like me, not only are we looking at Marketplace, but we're also looking at what are your other options. So we can find you Medicaid that you might not have known that you qualified for. We can also help you with Medicare Advantage plans. At my clinic, we also have a sliding fee program. So connecting with a navigator is very important. Now, another thing that I want to touch base on is that the federal Marketplace the Marketplace mm-hmm. is only open until January 30th, but you could qualify for a special enrollment period. And a lot of people don't know that. So with coming to a navigator, we can explain that. So what that means is that open doors after the deadline closes. So if you need coverage in March, April, May, we know how to get you coverage with a special enrollment period.
That's good to know.
So don't think that just because the doors closed means that you cannot get healthcare coverage, because you can.
I know you're paying attention, Morgan, to what's happening in Washington. So I'm curious your reaction to the House passing legislation to extend ACA subsidies. Because right now we're in kind of a limbo. It's headed to the Senate where it's expected to die. But I think some people are hopeful that this means maybe there are more bipartisan efforts happening right now to, you know, both sides are working together, wanting to get people covered.
Yeah, it was heartening to see a bipartisan bill come out of the House. That was a clean extension. And by clean extension, that means they took the existing policy that had been passed under the Biden administration and extended that for 3 years. So kept the same policy, the same benefits, and pushed it forward 3 years. The reason that is heartening is because states have to ultimately implement whatever Congress ends up passing if it gets signed into law,
mm-hmm.
and keeping that benefit the same means that states can implement that more quickly and get that money right into the pockets of the consumers that we serve. Now, the Senate, I'm not going to speculate on the odds of something coming out of the Senate, but we do know that the Senate's looking at different policy options that could change the way that states.
They're
will
looking
have to
at alternatives,
this. Exactly,
for
and,
sure.
And that just means that states will have to spend some time if that does pass. Develop developing a solution for whatever policy they land on. But I think the important takeaway here for Illinois and for states that run their own marketplaces is that we stand ready to implement whatever is signed into law if a deal gets made.
Yeah.
And our intent is to take that policy from paper and put it into folks' pockets so they can benefit from that.
Absolutely. And in the minute I have left, Gallo, just quick advice for those listening who are maybe still looking for a plan. Advice or reminders maybe about who's eligible for this.
Sure. So one reminder is to please get connected with a navigator because we can definitely help you.
And how do they do that? How do they get in touch?
You can go to our website, which is www.achn.net, and you will find there patient benefit specialists that mm-hmm. are also navigators. We have 35 clinics. Another way that you can find a navigator is when you go to getcovered.illinois.gov. On the right upper hand corner, there's going to be three horizontal lines. You click that, and at the bottom, it says find local help. And then that's where you can find a navigator that's closest to your area. You can also call Get Covered Illinois, and they will find you a navigator also.
We'll leave it there. Gallo Grando is a patient navigator with Access Community Health Network, and Morgan Winters is director of Get Covered Illinois. Thank you for the information, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now it's time to get into the top local stories of the day. At the table to help me break them down, Claire Lane, WBEZ Morning Edition anchor, and Mitchell Armentrout, Chicago Sun-Times reporter. The first topic, immigration. Congresswoman Robin Kelly introduced articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. So Claire kicks things off with the details.
Kelly putting her money where her mouth is, she put forth three articles, obstruction of Congress because she was denied access, she says, to the Broadview ICE detention facility, also self-dealing because she says Noem awarded a government contract to a friend, and also violation of the public trust because agents, as we know, among many things, they are arresting people without warrants to do so. So she says she's got backing of nearly 70 of her House colleagues so far. Kelly announced she'd be filing these articles days ago, really the day after an immigration agent killed Renee Good in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So this is happening.
Any response so far, Claire, from Kristi Noem or just DHS overall?
Right. The department has responded to the effort, calling it silly, saying that Kelly is focused on showmanship and, quote, fundraising clicks. We should note that Kelly is running for U.S. Senate seat, Dick Durbin's former seat. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to watch what shakes out.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Minnesota, we all saw that video, Mitch, of a Minnesota woman who was killed when an ICE agent shot her in her car. And now her family apparently has tapped a Chicago law firm for help. Tell us what's going on there.
That's right. This is Romanucci and Blandin, which is a really large civil law firm here in Chicago. Antonio Romanucci, he's handled a lot of high-profile cases. He was one of the attorneys representing George Floyd's family. We all remember that infamous incident. He obtained a $27 million settlement for George Floyd's family.
Right.
But yeah, he's been involved in a lot of high-profile cases around Chicago and the nation, Romanucci, that is. He's also representing the family of a teenager from the far southeast side of Chicago who was involved in that big protest last fall where after ICE agents came in and started throwing around tear gas canisters in the neighborhood, allegedly held this teenager in a garage for several hours without notifying any relatives.
Yes, I remember that.
So, just another kind of direct Chicago connection to what we're seeing in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else I hear, Mitch, is Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson took a walk through South Shore yesterday. What was he there for?
Yeah, he visited earlier this week to basically tout the huge reduction in homicides that they've seen in South Shore in 2025. There were 63 murders in South Shore in 2024. It was less than half that last year, down to 29. So he walked around.
Who was he with?
He was with the commander of that district, the police district, Grant Cossing Police District, Commander Melvin Branch. And basically they, this is obviously a photo and video opportunity for the mayor to tout a big crime reduction in the city. Obviously trying to fight off perceptions of the city as the violent sort of crime-ridden dystopia that President Trump and many others often try to paint the city as.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically their message was that youth employment programs, mental health services, and small business opportunities, they say that those are the things that are driving down crime in Chicago, not only in South Shore, but elsewhere in the city. You know, we saw all these reductions basically citywide.
Yeah.
And it's a nationwide trend. You know, experts haven't fully explained what's behind this after violence kind of soared to pretty historic levels during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's obviously a great opportunity for the mayor to highlight those programs.
Absolutely. Yeah, good timing too, right? Now, it looks like the city of Chicago is picking up the tab yet again for alleged police misconduct. This is back in 2020.
Right. Again, back to the George Floyd protests here in Chicago. We all remember there were a few days that summer when things really popped off. But this was following a large protest downtown that kind of devolved into civil unrest in the downtown area and kind of spread into several neighborhoods. But the city inspector general has done a report basically finding that the police department was completely unprepared for what transpired that day. This lawsuit was brought by a collection of protesters who were involved in that, said they were tear gassed, beaten in some instances by Chicago police officers. This was a case that was actually set to go to trial. Mm-hmm. Former Mayor Lori Lightfoot was set to be deposed in the case until they announced the settlement.
The city's paying up again.
Correct. $875,000. The city finance committee approved that yesterday. The full council will vote next week.
That tally is just growing for police misconduct here. Now, in other news, Claire, we all know the city's got a lead pipe problem too, right? And replacing them, well, that can be just as big of a problem. One that was just dealt a blow.
Yeah, this is expensive, we should note, and is takes a lot of time, and the city's sort of been targeting it neighborhood by neighborhood. But the House of Representatives passed a spending package just last week that would cut $125 million from the current lead pipe replacement funding. So this is funding that's already been earmarked for this.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, Chicago has the most lead service lines of any city in the country.
So are those cuts going to delay the lead pipe replacement?
Right. So elected officials are worried that the cut will do exactly that, delay this whole project of the city's.
And we're already behind.
Right. We're already behind.
Way behind.
And we have over 412,000 toxic water service lines. So the Senate at this point has to vote on the appropriations bill before the end of the month in order to avoid a partial government shutdown on this. And we should note, kind of newsworthy today, in Elgin, not too far from Chicago, they test their lead pipes every 6 months or water from some older buildings that were built or plumbed before 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently of the 101 samples they collected in the second half of 2025, the test found 70 of those 101 samples contained exceeded a lot of allowable lead levels.
Wow.
So Elgin's got lead, Chicago's got lead. I mean, it's a huge problem and losing money for it, certainly a major setback.
We got sad news to report. The CEO of Harold's Chicken Shack has died. That's according to a statement released Wednesday by the chain. Now, Kristen Pierce Sherrod was the daughter of the chain's founder, Harold Pierce. After he died back in 1988, Pierce Sherrod would go on to run the chain of Chicago restaurants and help it expand into other cities around the U.S. She was also the co-founder of the Chicago Children Equestrian Center, which provides horse training and riding experiences for at-risk youth. Pierre Sherrod was just 55 years old. All right, an update from you, Mitch. This is for folks looking to stay in downtown hotels.
Right. Well, if you do that, you're going to be paying a good chunk more in taxes. The city is expanding its downtown hotel tax rate. You're already paying a lot if you're visiting the city, 17.5%, but that's going up to 19%.
Oh, I'm dying to just give some news about like prices going down. When is that going to happen, Mitch?
That goes into effect later this year, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Just in time for the big tourist bump in the spring and summer.
Yeah, why that extra push right now, like to increase the city's tourism budget?
So, there's this push to trying to really just boost tourism to the city. There's a lot of other kind of booming convention cities, Nashville, Las Vegas. They've got tourist agencies with huge budgets compared to the Chicago. Chicago's Choose Chicago agency is somewhere around $33 million. A lot of other cities are like double that. These other cities use that money sometimes to kind of portray Chicago as dangerous, you know, as they're trying to court, industry trade groups and conventions to their own cities, basically trying to portray those other cities as safer options.
Mm.
Interesting. City officials here hoping this money can be used to change the tide on that message as well.
Mm-hmm. Get that staycation in now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, there goes any possible staycation for me. I don't know. That's a high percentage there. High percentage of an increase. I got good news, or you got good news, Claire, for Caleb Williams lookalikes.
Yeah, this is funny. Hopping on the trend, you know, we see this. We saw this with the Bear actor Jeremy Allen White popping up in New York here in Chicago. The Chicago Wiener Circle, which has been very involved in the reveling with Chicago Bears fans of various degrees this season, they are inviting Caleb Williams lookalikes. Anybody who resembles him at all should show up next Tuesday to the Wiener Circle on North Clark Street. The
hot dog
joint.
Many there are out there.
Yeah, I mean,
are there
we'll
a lot of Caleb Williams lookalikes?
He's got the facial hair. Yeah. You know, he's a good looking guy. Some might say. I'm not going to weigh in on that.
Yeah. Okay.
But it might be funny because it's next Tuesday. The game is Sunday. Say the Bears lose, Mitch, and all these Caleb Williams lookalikes show up to the Wiener Circle. That might be kind of awkward.
You know, the Bears are already exceeding expectations getting this far, so I think the vibes will still be all right even if they lose.
What's the prize? Do we know?
Win prizes is all we know. But I think in the past they've done free hot dogs for a year, something like that. So maybe, you know, a swag bag.
Interesting.
Maybe he'll be there shaking hands.
Hey, that would be cool.
No speculation. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, this just in from the control room. It's a Wiener Circle gift card, merchandise, and more.
Sounds exciting. Too bad I don't look anything like Caleb Williams.
Anything else you're watching out for, Claire?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. A former nurse in Chicago has been charged with distributing counterfeit Ozempic. This is to patients sometimes reporting this previous nurse gave drugs to three people in Chicago in December back in 2023. And she apparently is being accused of falsely labeling the drugs as the very popular weight loss medication Ozempic.
Wow. Well, Mitch, Governor Pritzker, he's signaled what looks like support here for helping the Bears find a new stadium. Has he had a change of heart about the move?
I wouldn't call it a change of heart.
Okay.
He's definitely sounding a more optimistic tone.
I asked Mayor Johnson earlier this week about, and he says, this is a terrible idea.
Right. Yeah. No Chicago mayor wants to be the mayor who's in the office when the Bears leave.
But the governor,
you know, his message this week was he's been pretty consistent in that he could be supportive of providing public dollars for the infrastructure projects that are needed to support a new stadium that the Bears still want to build in Arlington Heights.
Mm-hmm.
They need to basically create a new highway interchange out there. You need new sewers. You need to build an entire new infrastructure network out there. Something like $900 million almost.
Wow.
By the team's estimate. Governor Pritzker, legislative leaders say that they're willing to help the Bears out with that. It's when it comes to the property tax negotiations, the discount essentially that the team is looking for out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they start to sort of throw their hands up and say, we need to think about this. obviously the Bears have been flirting with Northwest Indiana over the past month or so.
Another backup plan C.
Right. So NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell visiting with Bears President Kevin Warren, Chairman George McCaskey, a few sites last weekend.
Yeah, he checked them all out, basically.
Right. Arlington Heights included, but also a couple sites just across the border in Indiana. So whether, you know, this is the team, again, trying to sort of scare Illinois lawmakers into giving them some support because, you know, they could take all their tax revenue to another state is the team's argument. I think the big question here is, what are Indiana lawmakers going to offer the Bears? You know, there's some whispers that maybe Indiana would even support helping the team pay for the stadium itself, which the Bears have committed to paying $2 billion of their own money for it. They say they don't need help for that. It's just the infrastructure costs.
That'd be interesting. I think we'll find out soon.
We'll see.
What's in it?
That's
right. For the Bears. Speaking of the Bears, they're hosting the LA Rams on Sunday in the NFC Divisional Playoff. You got plans to watch or be there, Mitch?
Oh, I'd have to get a couple other jobs to be able to afford tickets.
did you use your entire paycheck and buy a ticket?
Yeah.
Any predictions? You think they're going to do it? They're going to win?
I think the Bears are a very predictable football team, as we've seen over the past month. I think they're going to look terrible in the first half. They'll look okay in the third quarter, and then they'll give us all a heart attack
in the fourth.
There you go.
How about that?
Save your evening.
Mitchell Armantrout with the Sun Times and WBEZ's Claire Lane.
This episode of In the Loop was produced by me, Micah Yason, and edited by Ethan Schwab. Sasha Ann Simons is our host. For more in-depth coverage of news and culture in Chicago, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. For a full archive of the show, head over to wbez.org/in-the-loop. Thanks for listening.